It's Bear Country 95.3. That's Craig Campbell. Keep them kisses coming. Okay, 7:52. And we're going online with Mick from Montague Webworks. Good morning, Mick. How are you, bud?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm just fine. This is one of those websites that has a really, really long address, right?
Yeah, well, it's complicated, and it would take, you know, you're not going to write it down. So the easiest way, of course, is to use Google and just type in three words.
Three words, all right.
Three words, Massachusetts early voting. So if you go to Google, Massachusetts early voting, type that in, hit enter, and you'll actually get some information first, because Google's doing that more and more. Like, you can type in things like, what's 5 plus 5? Of course, you don't need Google for that, but they'll give you the answer, or convert Celsius.
Thank you, Google.
Okay, Google. Anyway, so what you get first is you can now, so today's website is about early voting, which you can do now in many states, and I think for the first time in Massachusetts, right?
First time ever here in Massachusetts. I saw a news segment this morning on the TV before, it was like 5 o'clock this morning, but they showed Boston, and there were lines outside of where people were voting,
mm-hmm.
and people waiting to early vote.
Right.
That's pretty weird, if you ask me. It was kind of strange. This obviously different than your traditional election day, voting day, because it's not that your precinct place, wherever you vote, is open. You have to go to a special spot.
Right.
And I think it makes sense for this to be our website of the week if you want to early vote.
Sure. So the period for it is October 24th, which was yesterday, started yesterday, and it goes through November 4th. And typically what you do is you go, so you scroll down the page, it tell you about when the hours are, et cetera, and then the first link you'll see at the bottom of all that information is early voting dates and locations, Secretary of the Commonwealth. So that's the page that we're going to send you to, which I didn't want to read over the air because it's a long thing. It's buried and there's folders and all that. But so elections and voting is the page you see, and it says vote early at the top of the page. And then you have a drop down for select city or state. But I did that, and most of them just say go to your town hall. So, and I heard, listened on the radio, and I read the article yesterday for Greenfield. And I think it's true for all the surrounding towns. Anyone in the listening area of Bear 95.3, just you go to your town hall and you fill it out there. And, you know, I haven't yet done it, and I'm going to go in and I'm going to check it out. But you fill out the ballot.
You're going to do a little research? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm going to do a little research. And then you hand it in to the town clerk or, you know, one of your associates there or him, depending on which town it is. And then they have to hang on to it. They lock it up in their vault. They have a vault? They have it. Every town's got a vault. and they hang on to it. And then on election day, they bring it to the precinct or one of the precincts. And,
right.
You know, and then it gets counted then. So it doesn't get counted ahead of time. It gets counted on election day. But it's convenient because you can now go there anytime, any lunchtime, and, you know, you don't have to worry about lines. So I'd be interested to see if the lines, because I'm going to go on, I like voting on election day. I can do it. I have a free schedule, so I make time for
me
it
too.
And all that. So, yeah. And that's fun, and you're participating with everyone else, and you get the sticker and all that. So, but you can also now mail. You can ask for an early ballot, voting ballot, and then mail it in if you just want to do it in the convenience of
Go
home, right, sit in your underwear, and vote.
All right, so we should end this right now.
Yeah.
Early voting goes until November 4th, and then voting day, election day, is Tuesday, November 8th.
Right.
So check it out online, and as Mick mentioned, it's better to Google than
that page. Do a search for Massachusetts early voting in Google, and then it'll come up with the page, and you can read more, and they have a sample early ballot application, and they have a PDF right there on the page, and it's also a cool site. We should do that sometime, the Secretary of State site, because there's a lot of interesting resources there.
There you go. Mick from Montague Webworks. Remember, Mick is on our 30% off store. If you're building a website, if that's in your plans, remember Mick from Montague Webworks. He can do that for you at a 30% discount when you purchase the gift certificates over at bear953.com. Just click on 30% off store.